and you shall know the truth.
And the truth that you know shall set you free.
Sanctify them by thy truth.
Thy word is truth.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he shares with you liberating truths from God's word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Hallelujah. It's good to be in the house of God tonight. I'd like you to give the Lord praise. Whoa! Whoa! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! It's good to see our faces. For some of us, I'm just seeing us for the first time. Some of us are seeing some of us for the first time. Hallelujah. Last week, Koinonia started wonderfully. It's a year of greater grace and glory. And God is just beginning with us. I'd like us to get ready to be mounted up with eagle's wings. Amen. It's a year of greater grace. It's a year of greater glory. Whatever you think you saw last year is nothing to be compared to what the Lord is set to do in our life this year. I'd like you to shout hallelujah to the King. Amen. So tell your neighbor you're welcome and take your seat. Amen. God's servant Apostle Selman is not here tonight because he needs to be in Kaduna. He's ministering in the convention in Kaduna, and he will be back by tomorrow. Hallelujah. He extends his love, his greetings to every one of us. Amen. You have your Bible with me. Please open to Revelation chapter 5. Father, we thank you. It's a long reading we're going to do this night, and trust the Lord to reach out to us. From verse 1, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open the book and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, had prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vases full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nations. And thou hast made unto us, unto our gods, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. Hallelujah. Please help us. Just keep playing. Hallelujah. John the beloved, on the Isle of Patmos, where the Lord took him and began to unfold to him the revelations as he wrote here. If you read the full first verse of the book of Revelation, John speaks about the revelations of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, of all that the Lord showed him by his angels, of all that was and is and is to come. And he began to speak, and he said he saw a book that was sealed with seven seals. And he said, no one was worthy in heaven and on the earth to open the book and to unlock the seals thereof. He said, and I wept because no one was worthy to open the book. And he had a voice telling him, weep not, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. He had a voice telling him that the Lamb of God that was slain has prevailed to open the book and to unlock the scroll. Every time the book is closed, every time the scroll is closed, every time the scroll is sealed, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. John said, I wept because no one was worthy to open the book and to unlock the scroll. And therefore, it's my earnest desire and prayer tonight that the scrolls will be unlocked for us tonight, that the books will be opened for us tonight, that the seals will be broken for us tonight, that we will look into the treasures of God in the name of Jesus, that the Lord will take away weeping from our eyes because the scrolls will be unlocked in the name of Jesus. And he said, worthy was the Lamb that was slain to open the book and to unlock the scroll. And he said, I heard them sing a song saying that thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by your blood out of every nation, out of every tribes, out of every kindred, and hast made us to be kings and priests unto our God, and we shall reign on the earth. This is the calling of God for us. God has called us to be priests and kings unto us, to him, that we might reign on the earth. Tell your neighbor, it's time to reign on the earth. For we are kings and priests called unto the Lord to reign upon the earth. Hallelujah. We see that John began to make us understand the drama of redemption. He said, even though the Lamb had been slain, the revelation had not yet been given to mankind. He said, until he opened the book, until the seven seals were broken, then the revelation of all that Jesus had accomplished in redemption began to be unfolded. So that we begin to see all that Jesus has accomplished for us in redemption. In Matthew chapter 26, from verse 26, in what we know and refer to as the Last Supper, the Bible says Jesus was sitting with his 12 disciples, and because he was going to enter into a covenant with mankind, he was going to enter a covenant to enact the new covenant, to enact redemption, to bring man into salvation. The Bible says he called the 12 and he broke bread and he gave them and he said, this is my body which is broken for you. And he took the cup and he said, this is my blood in the new covenant. This is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for many for the remissions of sin. And we see that from that moment, the new covenant was enacted. That which we need to experience the redemption that had been prophesied by prophets of old was enacted. He came into covenant with 12 men representing the government of mankind. And the Bible says from that moment, the Bible makes us understand that he took our reproach. He took our sin. He took our affliction. He took our place on Calvary, so that we may take his place. The Bible makes us understand that from that moment that Jesus enacted a new covenant, he bore the sins of mankind. And while he was walking into Gethsemane, he was bearing the sin of the whole world. He was bearing the reproach of the whole world. He was bearing the affliction of the whole world. And no wonder the Bible makes us understand that for the first time the father turned away from him. And no wonder he could cry on the cross saying, my father, why art thou forsaking me? Because for the first time the father was going to turn away from the son. And the spirit of God was going to depart from Jesus. So from that moment he has experienced spiritual death. Even though he had not died physically, he had been separated from the father. And that's what spiritual death is. So a man who doesn't have the Holy Spirit, who has not given his life to Jesus, is dead spiritually because he's separated from the Father. So the Bible makes us understand that that was the unfolding of redemption, because Jesus bore the sins of mankind. And even while he was upon the cross, he was bearing our sin and our reproach. Isaiah spoke to us in chapter 53. He said, who has believed our report? And unto whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He says, surely he has borne our grief and he has carried our sorrow. He says, yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. He says, he was wounded for our transgression and he was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. That which was needed for us to enjoy a life of peace and prosperity, he bore it upon the cross. Hallelujah. But he began to bear that the moment he came into covenant with man at the Last Supper. So he bore the sin of man so that as he dies, man can bear his righteousness. So that man can carry his righteousness. Jesus bared, he carried our sin upon the cross. So that we can be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, Paul said, he that knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah. So that was the moment he bore our sin. That was the moment he was made sin, so that we can be made the righteousness of God in him. And so this is what was open to John on the Isle of Patmos to see. All that happened on Calvary. And the Bible says, the Lord began to open the seals so that the truth of redemption can be opened to mankind, so that you and I will understand what Christ has accomplished for us in redemption. And John said, until the seal was broken, he wept. That means until the revelations of God's secrets and mystery come to us, there will be weeping in our life. There will be pain and agony in our life. Oh, how we long that the seals of God will be broken. Oh, how we long that the seals of the mysteries of God will be broken, so that weeping will come to an end to our life, so that reproach and affliction will come to an end in our lives. Bible says, worthy is him that was slain. Said the Redeemer, he brought us back from the oppressions of Satan and darkness. He brought us back unto the Father. He brought us back to be kings and priests unto the Father, with that we might reign upon the earth. That was what he accomplished for us on the cross. And so Jesus weeps every time he looks back at us and sees that we are not walking in the reality of these things. Praise God. And John was speaking in verse 12 and he said, he heard with a loud voice saying, what is the lamb that was slain? To receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. It makes us understand the sevenfold benefit of redemption that God brings to us. It makes us understand that when Jesus died, he actually bought back power for us. The Bible says he was slain to receive. He was the one who was worthy to receive power. And I want you to know that everything that Jesus received, he did not receive it for himself, because he was complete all by himself before he came. So everything that he did for you and I. So when he received power, the Bible makes us understand that he received power for you and I. When he received riches, he received it for you and I. When he received strength, he received it for you and I. So that we will not need to be under the mercy of the enemy anymore. He received strength for us so that sickness and affliction cannot be our portion anymore. The Bible says he received glory and honor. He received wisdom. And he received blessing for you and I. And so it is a desire of God that we begin to walk in the reality of these things that Jesus has bought for us. He bought back glory for us. He bought back honor for us. He bought back blessing for us. He bought back riches for us. He bought back strength for us. He bought back wisdom for us. He bought back power for us. The Bible says, and the Lord says to him, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemy thy footstool. He said, for in the days of thy power, thy people shall be willing. So he bought back power for us. Hallelujah. So that as his power is being released upon the earth, his people will be willing to do his works. He received power. He received glory. The Bible in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30 says he was made righteousness for us. He was made sanctification for us. He was made redemption for us. He was also made wisdom for us. But John tells us that until the seal is broken, until the scroll is open, we'll walk as though Jesus has not bought these things for us. Until the seal is broken, so that we can have access by revelation into the reality of these things that God has bought back for us by the death of his son. Then our life will not look like that which Christ died for. The Bible says, by the sin of one man, by the disobedience of one man, sin came into the world. Therefore, those who have received the abundance of grace and by the gift and the gift of righteousness, by one man, Christ Jesus, shall reign in this life. So God has called us to reign. That's why John told us that he made us kings and priests. Priests so that we can come boldly before the Father and burn incense before the Father. Priests so that we can have authority to proclaim the word of the Lord upon the earth. Priests so that we can stand as mediator before God and mankind. He has made us kings, and the Bible says wherever the word of a king is, there is power. So he has made us kings to proclaim his word upon the earth with authority. He has put the scepter upon our hand to declare his kingship and his lordship upon the earth. But John said, until the seal is broken, I was weeping. That means until the seal is broken, we will not walk in the reality of these things. In case you want to tie to this message, you can call it, let the seal be broken. Let the seal be broken. That's my heart cry tonight. I know that this is a desire of the Father tonight, that the seal will be broken. That we'll begin to access the mysteries of redemption. That we'll begin to see the things that God has given us. The Bible says God made a covenant with Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12, God told Abraham to depart from his country, from his kindred, from his father's house. He said, to a land that I will show you. He said, I will make you a great nation. He said, I will make your name great. He said, I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. He said, I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curse thee. And through thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. That was the promise that God made to Abraham. And so Paul began to speak in Galatians chapter 3. And from verse 7, Paul says, they that are of faith are children of Abraham. And he said, aforetime God made a promise to Abraham, and he preached the gospel to Abraham, saying, in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And so they that are of faith are partakers of this blessing with faithful Abraham. Even though the law was given many years after the covenant was made, after the promise was made to Abraham, but the Bible says the law that came through Moses did not make the promise that God made to Abraham void. And God is still speaking tonight and saying the covenant of Abraham is still speaking upon the earth. He's still saying God has promised the heathen that by faith they have access into the covenant, into the blessing that God made with Abraham, saying, through thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And the Bible says, by faith we become sons of Abraham, we become children of Abraham, we become partakers of the very promise that God made with Abraham. And the promise that God made with Abraham is that he was going to make Abraham a great nation. He was going to make the name of Abraham great. Is that he was going to bless Abraham, and Abraham was going to be a channel of blessing to the nations. Is that everyone that cursed Abraham is going to be cursed, and everyone that blesses Abraham is going to be blessed. And God is saying, you and I are partakers of this blessing tonight, because by faith we have accepted Christ Jesus. For Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is he that hangeth on the tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come to the Gentiles through faith, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit by faith. Hallelujah. So how much do we need the seals to be broken this day? We really need the seals to be broken, that we can see the benefit of redemption that God has brought to us. While the nations of the world are crying, while the people of the earth are crying and saying the economy is bad, things are not moving the way they ought to be, God is saying it shall not be so for you, because you are a partaker of the promise of Abraham. God is saying, because we are seeds of Abraham, because we are children of Abraham, because we are partakers of the promise that God made with Abraham thousands of years ago. Hallelujah. But we see that we cannot walk in the reality of these things until God by His Spirit begins to open our eyes and cause that the seals that hinders men from seeing into divine secrets begin to crack and break and open. In Revelation chapter 6 from verse 1, John began to speak and began to show us that as each of the seal is broken, God began to put before him visions. He began to see the revelations that are hidden in the book of the Lord that God had wanted him to see before that time. And so even though there are promises, even though there are principles, even though there are blessings that are embedded in the word of God for us, God is saying until the seal is broken, we cannot have access into the divine word of God. We will keep shouting and saying the blessings of Abraham mine. We will keep shouting and say Christ has received for me power. He has received for me wisdom. He has received for me strength and glory and honor and riches and blessing. How we need that the Holy Spirit will quicken us and cause the veil that hinders us to be taken away. The Bible says every time the children of Israel read the law, they read Moses, there's a veil that covers their eyes from seeing into the divine mysteries. But the Bible says in Christ is this veil taken away. It says for the ministrations of the law was just death to them. It said even though the ministration of the law had some measure of glory, it said how much more is the glory that is in the ministration of the Spirit. And so we are no longer under the old covenant that will come into the word of God and the veil will cover us so that we are not able to see the things that God is giving us. But because the lamb has been slain, because the veil has been torn from top to bottom, we can now come boldly into the holy place of God. We can now come boldly into the presence of God and see the reality of the things that God is bringing us into. We can now say the blessings of Abraham are ours. Just the way on the earth, there are physical books that you need to open and read like you have. Just the way we need to open the Bible and read. Also in the heavenlies, there are books in heaven. At least the psalmist make us understand in the book of Psalm chapter 139. He said in the books of God are written all the parts of his body. He said God knew him even before he was born. He said the number of his days were written in the books of God. He said, how precious are thy thoughts to me, O God. How great are the sum of them. And so in the books of God, there are wonderful things that God has kept in store for us. But we need to be able to come before the presence of God and have the Holy Spirit open to us and give us access into the Word of God. In Psalms 40, Jesus said, he said, sacrifice and offering you do not desire of me. He said, but a body you have prepared for me. He said, I come in the volume of books as it is written of me to do your will, O God. That means Jesus understood that there was a book, there was a volume of book that was written concerning him in the heavens of all that he will fulfill upon the earth. And he knew that in that book was the numbers of his days on the earth. In that book was written that he was going to spend 33 years on the earth. In that book was written the places that he would touch. In that book was written that he was going to bring redemption to us. So the Bible shows us that in Luke chapter 4, after Jesus was baptized of the Holy Ghost, after he fasted for 40 days, and the Bible says he was confronted of the devil, the Bible makes us understand that Jesus came into the temple full with the Holy Ghost, full with power. And it was given to him the book of Isaiah the prophet. I hope you know that that was not the first time that Jesus was reading that book. That was not the first time that Jesus was reading Isaiah chapter 61. But that precious day, the Bible says, when the book of Isaiah the prophet was handed over to him, he saw the place when it was written concerning him. He saw the place where it was written concerning him. And the Bible says he declared, I say, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and to set at liberty them that are bound, to announce the acceptable year of the Lord. The Bible says, after he read the book, he told them, he said, today is this word fulfilled in your ears. And the Bible said they were touched by the gracious words that proceed out of his mouth. That means there must be a time in our lives where we look into the word of God, we look into the perfect law of liberty, and we see that place where it was written concerning us. Where the seals will be broken and we have access into the secrets of God for our life. Where we have access where it was written concerning me, that at such a point, at such a time on the earth, this is what I will do on the earth. This is what I am born to fulfill. Jesus found it in the word. And when he read it, he said, today, this word is fulfilled in your ears. So it's my desire tonight that the Lord will open to us, that the Lord will cause the seals of the book to be broken, that we'll see the place where it has been written concerning us, that he himself took away my infirmity, he himself healed my disease, that we'll see the place where it was written concerning us, that we have access to the blessings of Abraham. And this was all that John was speaking about. He said, I wept because no one was worthy to open the book and to unlock the scroll. So we will keep weeping in our life until God calls that the books be open. We will keep walking in circles in our life until the books of our destiny is open. Jesus found where it was written. He said, sacrifice or offering I did not come to present to you. He said, but a body you have prepared for me. He said, I come in the volume of the books as it is written of me. That's why we see that all through his walk on the earth, he walked a purposeful life, because he had seen in the volumes of the books what was written concerning him. He had seen in the volume of the books what he was born to fulfill. Father, we pray tonight that you open our eyes, that you take away veils from us, that you cause us to have access into the volumes of the books, that by the revelations of the Spirit, we will see the things that are written concerning us, that every form of darkness in our life will roll away. He saw the place where it was written concerning him. Hallelujah. he saw the place that it was written concerning him. The Lord began to quicken this scripture on my heart recently. And I said, Lord, let the book be open. And I said, Lord, let the seals be broken. I know that I've seen a measure of what has been written concerning me. But Lord, I want to see more. Let the books be open. Lord, let the books be open. What matters as you journey upon the surface of the earth is not who you know. It's not who your father is. It's how much of the books that has been opened to you. How much of destiny you fulfill. How much of impact you make. How much of greatness you attain. It's how much of the access of the secrets of God that you have. Job said, as it was in the days of my youth, when by the lamp of God I walked through darkness, as it was in the days of my youth, when the secrets of God was upon my tabernacle. Job said, everywhere I go, men stand at their feet to honor me. He said, young men see me and they stand on their feet. Job made us understand that the blessings and the greatness that he walked in was because he had access to the secrets of God. So we are living in a day and a time where the world is looking for men who have access to the secrets of God. The Bible says, and they came to Daniel. And they came to Daniel and they said, the king wants to kill his princes. He wants to kill the astrologers. He wants to kill the magicians and the Chaldeans. Because he has had a dream and no one is able to interpret to him what a dream means. But the Bible says Daniel was a man who had an excellent spirit. Daniel said, just give me time and let me pray and commune with my God. And the Bible said Daniel called his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they pray and inquire of the Lord that this secret will be revealed to them. And the Bible said, therefore the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. And Daniel blessed the name of the Lord his God. And the Bible said the people look at Daniel and they said, I have heard that God is with you. I have heard that the spirit of the Holy God is in you. I have heard that secrets and mysteries is being revealed to you. They said Daniel was a man of excellent spirit. He was a man who had access to light and knowledge. He was a man that nothing was hidden from him. And therefore, when solutions were needed, when the government was going through a problem, the Bible said they called for Daniel. They said they have heard that the spirit of God was with him. And the Bible makes us understand the secret of Daniel. That Daniel was a man who feared the Lord and eschewed evil. Daniel was a man who knew how to pray and seek the face of God. No wonder Daniel had access to the secrets of God. And the Bible says there's a time when a strange hand came and wrote on the wall, saying, many, many tekel of asin. And no one was able to interpret the secrets of God to the king. And the king was confused. And the Bible said the queen mother came to the king and said, there's a man in your kingdom that in the days of your father, light and knowledge and understanding was in him. He was able to solve both riddles and parables and enigma. And the Bible said Daniel was called upon to interpret the handwritings on the wall. And the Bible says when Daniel did that, honor was given to Daniel. Greatness was given to Daniel. So until the seals is broken, until the books is open, weeping will continue in our lives. Weeping will continue in our families. Weeping will continue in our churches. Weeping will continue in our nations. But the Bible tells us that the lamb was slain and the lamb has obtained this sevenfold benefit that we see in verse 12. The lamb was slain and he obtained power for us. He obtained riches for us so that we will no longer be poor. He obtained strength for us so that we will no longer be weak and feeble. He obtained blessings and glory and honor for us. But until the seals was broken, until the revelations was given, will not be able to walk in this reality. Father, we need your seals to be broken over our lives. We need that the seals of heaven that contains the secrets and revelations of our life and our destinies and the secrets and the blessings of redemption be open to us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. The Lamb was slain that we will receive glory. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Isaiah 60 says, arise and shine, for your light has come. He said, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. He said, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and he shall cause his glory to be seen upon you. For Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. He said, God will cause that the loins of kings will be loosened for your sake, that they might bring unto you the wealth of the Gentiles. It is a desire of God that our gates will be continually open. He said that men will bring unto us the forces of the Gentiles. God says we will suck the breast of kings. He said, for men will call us ministers of our God. He said, for the sons of strangers will feed our sheep and our lamb. Why? Because we will be men who will carry the glory of God upon us. Because we will be men who will carry the secrets of God upon us. We will be men who will say there's a lifting up when men will say there's a casting down. But I bring one message to you tonight, that you need the seals to be broken. That you need to ask the Lord that the seals will be broken. That you begin to see the secrets of God. That you begin to see the blessings of Abraham. That you begin to see the blessings that redemption bring. That you begin to see that the Lamb was slain to receive glory for you. That everything that looks like shame around your life will be taken away. And all that will be seen around you is glory and honor. Glory and honor. Glory and honor. Glory and honor. In 1 Samuel chapter 9 and through 10, the Bible tells us that Saul went in search of the house of his father. And little did he understand that at that point of his life, the seals of the books of his destiny was going to be broken. And Saul was just carelessly going about looking for the house of his father. Little did he know that his life was about to be redeemed. Little did he know that he was about to come in contact with destiny. But a man who had access to the secrets of God and could interpret the oracles of God encounters Saul. And he said, for the ass of your father that you sought after has been found. He said, in case you did not know, you are a captain of the people of God. You are a captain of Israel. He said, upon you is the desire of the whole of Israel. Saul did not know that day the seals of the books of his destiny was going to be broken. He did not know that day he was going to come in contact with his destiny. He did not know that the kingship within him was going to be unveiled. And so the Bible says he has made us to be kings and priests, that we might reign upon the earth. And so that day the kingship of Saul was revealed. Because the secrets of God was revealed to him. He had access to his kingship. Every time God opens us by revelations and prophetic insight to access his secrets for our life, to open us to see the blessings of redemption, the kingship within us will be unveiled. The kingship within us will be unveiled. Many of us sitting here in this place, you may say, I do not even know who God has called me to be. But how much you need the seals to be broken. How much you need the books to be opened. So that you begin to see that I'm the blessed of the Lord. So that you begin to see that I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Sitting amongst us are people who God has ordained to be prophets, to be apostles, to be evangelists, to be pastors, to be teachers,
to be multimillionaires, to be kingdom financiers, to be people who will build the kingdom of God wherever God plants them. But the Lord is saying tonight that you need the seals to be broken. The Lord is saying tonight that you need the books of destiny to be opened. The Lord is saying that every time you come before the perfect law of liberty, you need that veil to be taken away so that you can see who you are in Christ Jesus. That when the world is trying to give you a definition of who you are, you say, no, I know who I am because the books have been opened to me. I do not need anyone to tell me who I am. I know who I am because the books have been opened to me. And until the book is open, weeping will continue. But the Bible said, though weeping continue in the night, though weeping be in the night, for joy comes in the morning. I know that tonight the joy of the Lord will come to someone. I know that tonight, even as we pray, the Lord will cause the books of heaven to be opened. So that the very word that you have been reading before will come alive. So that it will be to you like Jesus Christ, just like the book of Isaiah the prophet was given to him. And he saw the place where it was written concerning him. He saw the place where it was written that he was meant to be the Messiah. That he was meant to be the one who will preach the gospel and bring redemption to his people. The Bible says he shall be called Jesus because he shall save his people from their sins. But he found it in a book. The book was given to him and he found it. The Bible says there was a certain man called the Ethiopian eunuch. He went after performing religious rituals and he was going back to his land, Ethiopia. The Bible says he was reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. And the Lord asked Philip to join the chariot. And Philip came to him and said, understandest thou what that readest? And he said, how can I understand unless a man speak to me? So there are many of us who are looking into the perfect law of liberty. And in your heart, you are still saying, how can I understand unless a man speak to me? I come to tell you tonight that the Spirit of the Lord will speak to you. I come to tell you tonight that the Spirit of the Lord will begin to cause the books to be opened. That you no longer need flesh and blood to open the scroll and to unlock the seal to you anymore. That the precious Spirit of the Lord will be with you. And he will cause the law. He will cause the law of the Lord to be open to you. And suddenly you will come alive to the reality of who you are. You will come alive to the reality that you are the heel of the Lord. You will come alive to the reality that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And therefore sin no longer have authority over your life. Father, we need the books to be opened. There's a man called Alexander the Way. History tells us that there was a plague, there was pestilence that broke out that time, and many people were dying of sickness. And he was a pastor in a little church, and many people were dying in his church, and he did not know what to do. And he was crying to the Lord and said, Lord, show me, I need to know what to do. My people are dying. We need to redeem this land. And the Bible, I'm used to the Bible, don't mind me. I love the Bible so much. And history tells us that one morning, he was studying the Bible. And suddenly, his eyes fell upon Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verse 38. And he saw where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. He saw it written that how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And as soon as he read that, that was a rhema word that came to him. And he woke up that morning and went to all the places, all the sick bodies in his community, and began to minister healing to them. And the reality came to him that he has been anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. But I hope you know he had been reading that scripture for many years. But suddenly, like it was for Jesus, that scripture was quickened. And the reality was bettered in his heart. And he went about doing the very works of Jesus. Friends, I tell us we need the books to be opened. It doesn't matter for how many years you have been reading the books. If the book opened to you, for just one day your life will never remain the same. We need the books to be open, friends. John said, I was weeping until the books was open. And so that was the beginning of the healing and the miracle ministry of Alexander the Doe. Because that day the seals was broken for him and the books was opened. And the revelation that the very work that Jesus did was being given to him to do came alive in his heart. And he went about doing the very works of Jesus. We need the books to be opened. We need the secrets of God to be given to us. The Bible shows us that the prophet of old, that was the desires of their heart. They will cry and stay before the presence of the Lord and say, Lord, let your secrets be opened. And as they fellowship with God, all they are saying is, Lord, let your word come to me. And until the word of the Lord comes to them, they can do nothing. And you hear Jeremiah the prophet will arise and say, the word of the Lord came to me saying. We need the word of the Lord to come to us even in our time. You need to open the book and let the word of the Lord come to you. You need to be in the times of prayers and let the word of the Lord come to you. Father, we need your word in our life. We need that word that will pierce through every darkness in our life. We need that word that will dispel every darkness out of our lives. That's all we need. The Bible says in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And wherever that light shines, darkness go away. We need light from heaven. John said, I wept until the books was opened. It doesn't matter what is happening in your life and in your family. When the books is open to you, the situation will change. For the lamb has been slain and the seals has been broken for us. We only need to come before the Lord with a quiet and a meek heart and say, Lord, let that which has been established in heaven be established in my life. Let that which has been fulfilled in the books of heaven become fulfilled in my life tonight. Lord, we give you praise and we thank you. Lord, we give you praise and we thank you. We want to be carriers of your secrets. We want to be carriers of your word. We want to be people that will speak light in the midst of darkness. We want to be people who will carry solution to our generation. God, we ask that you raise the Daniels of our generation. Lord, we ask that out of this place you will raise the Joseph of our generation. We ask that you raise men who will interpret the oracles of God. And John said, when the fourth seal was opened to me, I saw by a vision, and I saw him that was seated on a white horse with his crown going about conquering to conquer. And John tells us when the second seal was opened, he saw another revelation unfolded before him. And the Bible tells us that precept must be upon precept. Here a little and there a little. So it doesn't matter where you are in the things of God. God needs to open another seal to you. In case the revelations of God that you have been working with is still, you need the Lord to open a new seal to you. We need fresh revelations of God. We need the manna of God to come from heaven for us. Isaiah said, the Lord has given me the tongue of a learned, that I might know how to speak his word in due season to him that is weary. He wakes me morning by morning to hear his word as a learned. He said, the Lord has opened my ears, and I was not rebellious, neither did I turn back at his word. We need our ears to be open. We need our ears to be open, saints. I've never desired to know the secrets of God like now. I've never desired to hear the word of the Lord like now. I've never desired to have access into the word of God to see the things that Christ has accomplished for me come alive like never before. So that while the world is dying, while darkness is engulfing the world, it will not be so for the sons of light. The Bible says Jesus is that light that lightens everyone that comes into the world. We need that light to lighten us on a daily basis. We need that light to lighten our paths. For in Him is light and there is no darkness. I've come to see that how much of the glory of God that we carry in our life is how much of the revelations of God that has been opened to us. Because you see, in the things of the Spirit, whatever is revealed to you become your inheritance and your possession. Something doesn't become yours in the Spirit until it is first revealed to you. That's why even though God has spoken to Abraham and said, I'll make you great, I'll bless you, you'll be the head and all of that, God has given such precious promises to Abraham. The Bible says in chapter 13 of Genesis, when Lot had departed from Abraham, God told Abraham, he said, lift up your eyes now and see to the north, to the east, to the south, to the west. He said, as far as your eyes can see, is given unto you. He was simply telling Abraham how much you can see by my revelations. How much of my vision is being casted before you is how much you will walk in. So as far as your eyes can see, will be given to you. So when the seals is broken, what happens is that it is given to us to see the visions of God. It is given to us to see the revelations that God is presenting before us. And that which we see will become our inheritance. That which we see will become our possession. As far as your eyes can see. So God told him, lift up your eyes and look northward, southward, eastward, and westward. Just let your eyes see. Because whatever you see become your own. What you see is what you get. That's the principle of the kingdom. John said, the seals was broken. The first seal was broken and I saw. The second seal was broken and I saw. Until the seventh seal was broken. And I believe that, like it was for Jesus Christ, and like the psalmist said, there are books that God has written about our destiny. There are books that God has written about our lives. And in that books are things that God has destined you to become. In that books are things that God has written for you to fulfill in your lifetime. In that book are the things that God has said that you should be at such a point in your life. So if we are not believers who desire to stay in the presence of God and seek the face of God until the hallowed bread of the Lord is given to us, then we cannot see the secrets of God. We cannot see the revelations that God is giving for our lives and for us to bring deliverance to our families and even to our generation. The Bible says, and Savior shall arise out of Zion, and they shall judge the mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. And so God is calling for saviors to arise out of Zion. Saviors that will judge the mountain of Esau. Saviors that will bring salvation to the ends of the earth. Isaiah said, for the Lord has not only called me to restore Israel to him, but that I might be his salvation even to the Gentiles and to the ends of the earth. And I believe that that's the calling of every precious saint of God. That we might be an extension of the salvation of God to the ends of the earth. But until the seal is broken, until we have access into the secrets of God, we will not become the people that God has chosen us to be. The Bible says, Jabez cried to the Lord and said, see the name that my mom has given to me. See what people have called me. Because I was born in pain and in reproach. The Bible says Jabez began to pray and cry unto the Lord. I believe that at that point a revelation came to Jabez saying, who they call you is not who you truly are. That means before that time Jabez had believed the report of men. But that day he knew that he had to believe the report of God. And the moment Jabez dared to believe the report of God and the revelations of who he truly is came to him that day. And he began to cry to God and say, Lord, restore me. Lord, heal my life. And as Jabez began to cry to the Lord, the Bible says God heard his prayer and made Jabez a honorable man. I believe there are people in the house tonight that are saying, Lord, let the secrets be open. They are saying, Lord, let the books of my life be open. They are saying, Lord, enough of weeping and crying. They are saying, Lord, I need to know the next step to take. They are saying, Lord, I need to catch a revelation of your riches. I need to know by revelation that Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I know there are people in this place that are saying, Lord, I'm tired of sickness and reproach. I need to catch this revelation in my spirit. I need the scroll to be opened unto me. I don't know if whether you are like me tonight. Since this is my cry tonight. This is my desire tonight. At a point I did not even feel like preaching. I said, Lord, let the books be open. Let the books of my life be open. Let the books of the blessings of redemption be open. Let the secrets of God be open like it was for Job. For I wept and cried. And I heard a voice say behind me, weep not, for what is the lamb that was slain to open the book and to unlock the scrolls? Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. And we know that scrolls will be open. For the Bible shows us that one day Joseph slept and he had a dream. And in the dream he saw his destiny open before him. And even when Joseph went through prison because of his dream, because he has seen his future, the Bible says Joseph did not give up. That while Joseph was in prison, God called him a prosperous man. How can God call a prisoner a prosperous man? The Bible said Joseph was a prosperous man because God was with him. So prosperity from God's own perspective is not by what you have or by what you don't have. Prosperity is defined by who is with you. So Joseph was a prosperous man because God was with him. And God caused all that he did to prosper. And even while Joseph was in prison, Joseph was seen as a well-favored man. God prospered Joseph. And the Bible says God made Joseph to have favor before Pharaoh, before his princes, and before the whole of Egypt. Joseph found favor before God and before men. And the Bible says God gave Joseph wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh and also his men. And the scripture that we read just shows us that the lamb was slain to receive for us what? Wisdom. He was slain to receive for us glory. He was slain to receive for us honor. Joseph found honor before men. He found favor before men. The wisdom of God was at work in his life. Joseph had access to the secrets of God. And he could interpret the dream of the butler, of the cupbearer, and even of Pharaoh. If God says he has made us kings and priests upon the earth to reign, that means we must have access to the secrets of God if we are going to reign. Because princes reign by their decree. They reign by their words. That means we must be receiving words from God that we must speak upon the earth. That means we must receive words from God that we will teach the nations. He has made us priests and he has made us kings that we might reign upon the earth. Father, we bless you tonight. We just thank you tonight. We thank you because there is such an open heaven in this place. We thank you because the heavens is open over us. We thank you because light is coming from heaven. Where you are just sitting in the privacy of your spirit, light is coming to you. I see the angels of the Lord breaking seals tonight. I see the revelations of God being released into the spirit of his people tonight. That you will leave this place saying, it's no longer me walking in darkness anymore. Because the word of the Lord has become a light to my path. It has become a lamp unto my feet. You will say the word that I need for the next level of my life is being released unto me tonight. And for some of us, the word of the Lord will come to you even in the visions of the night. For some of you, you will leave this place with a fresh revelation from the Lord. I have seen from the word of God that you cannot reign beyond the light that is given to you. That is why the Bible says you are going to arise and rise. You are going to arise and shine to the degree to which light has come to you. So if you want to shine more, then you need more light. Hallelujah. If you need to shine more, it's not by you jumping here about and have people lay hands on you. There's a place for that. But you are going to shine to the degree to which light comes to you. And the Bible says it is given to us to know the secrets of the kingdom. It is our birthright to know the mysteries of the kingdom. It is our birthright to have access to the revelations of God for our life. It is given unto us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. It is given unto us to know the secrets of God for our life, so that we no longer walk in darkness. Father, we thank you. We thank you because light has been released. We thank you because light has been spoken. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus. Father, we thank you. Grace has been communicated. 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 Daniel was a man who hunger and thirst for God. And the Bible shows us, especially from chapter 7 to chapter 11, that Daniel was always praying. Daniel was always fasting. Daniel was always seeking the face of God. That he saw in the books where it was written that after 70 years the prophecy of Jeremiah the prophet should be fulfilled, that it was time for the children of Israel to come out of the captivity of Babylon. And the Bible says, I Daniel understood by books that which was written. And because the revelations was given to Daniel, Daniel knew that it was time for Israel to come out of captivity. And Daniel began to pray. Daniel began to fast. Daniel began to war in the spirit because light had come to him. And we know that because of that, deliverance came to Israel. I see the Lord bring deliverance to your family. Because the light of God is coming to you. Some of us will leave this place and we'll just know what the Lord wants us to do. We'll just find out that confusion is gone away from our life. We just find out that what to do for the next level is being revealed. In the name of Jesus. For we hunger and thirst for the word of God. We hunger and thirst for the living word of God. Father, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. You are going to get ready to pray tonight. But even before we pray, I just want to share a few keys with us that will position our spirit to access the secrets of God. That will position our spirit so that the seals can be broken. So that we can access the light that we need for the level, the next level. We see in the lives of people who were carriers of the oracles of God in Scripture. We saw that there were people who were given to prayers. There were people who were given to a life of fasting and seeking the face of God. There were people who were given to the study of the word of God. There were people who were given to meditation of the precepts of God. David said, for I'm wiser than my enemies, than my teachers, because your word is my meditation all day. So it's time for us to arise and start pursuing the very secrets of God and stop jumping about looking for people to pray for us, Because the Bible says saviors shall arise out of Zion. Because the Bible says we are that saviors that our world is waiting for. Hallelujah, in the house of God. If you have your Bible, open with me to 1 Samuel chapter 21. I want to show you something that the Lord began to quicken in my heart. First Samuel chapter 21. From verse 3. It says, "Now therefore, what is under thy hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in my hand, or what there is present." And the priest answered David and said, "There is no common bread under my hand, but there is hallowed bread, if the young men have kept themselves at least from women." And David answered the priest and said unto him, "Of a truth, women have been kept from us about these 3 days, since I came out, and the vessels of the young men are holy, and the bread is in a manner common, yea, though it were sanctified this day in the vessel." The Bible shows that when David was running away from Samuel, David went to the priest Ahimelech, and David was hungry with his men. And David needed to eat bread. And when he spoke to the priest said, "There's no common bread that is given to men in this place except the hallow bread that is kept before the presence of God." And the priest had to inquire. He inquired to find out if David and his men have kept themselves from women. You see, in ancient times, they had to do some physical purification before they partake of certain holy things. But for us, inasmuch as God is not neglecting our physical sanctification and all of that, what is most important for us to access the hallowed bread of God is that our spirits be sanctified. And so David told him and said, "I and my men have kept ourselves from women." It means we have kept ourselves from defilement. We have not defiled our vessel. We have kept ourselves holy unto the Lord. And the Bible says they were given the hallowed bread that comes from the very presence of God. So God is saying, the people who partake of my hallowed bread, the people who partake of the hallowed word of God, the revelations of God, must be people who will know how to keep their vessel pure and sanctified. They are the people who the Lord will give access into the holy things. They are the people who have learned how to keep their vessel undefiled. They are people who know how to come boldly to the very presence of God. These are the people that God will partake to eat of his holy things. The Bible says you don't cast bread before swines. You don't cast holy things before dogs. Yes, we are covenant children. If you are born again, you are a child of God. You have access to the secrets of God. But God doesn't just give certain revelations to certain people. God gives his revelations to people who are committed to him. Who people who are committed to him as a woman is committed to her husband. God wants to bring us into holy things. God wants to bring us into deeper revelations of the kingdom, so that darkness will be far away from our lives. This is the desires of God for our life. Friends, I came to put the holy hunger in your heart. That is not about the prophets and the apostles. It's not about a fivefold ministry. It's about being you being a child of God. Is that because you are a child of God, you have access to the revelations of God? Is that because you are a child of God, you have the right to know the purpose of God for your life? You have the right to partake of the holy things of God. Father, we give you praise tonight. We give you praise tonight. Let's be on our feet. We give you praise tonight. We give you praise tonight. We bless you, Jesus. We give you praise tonight. We bless you, Jesus. We give you praise tonight. We bless you, Jesus. I'd like us to just lift up our hands and worship him. The word of the Lord is going to come to us tonight. I'd like us to lift up our voice and worship. I'd like us to lift up our voice and worship. This is the time to be open to the Lord. This is the time to say, Lord, let your word come to me. This is the time to say, Lord, enough of walking in darkness. Lord, enough. Lord, enough of walking in darkness. Lord, I want to partake of the holy things of God. Lord, I want to partake of the holy things of God. Lord, I want to partake of the holy things of God. La baba shala baba bo silianda la babaska. Ba le 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 be shekete le bebe. Re be 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 shete le bebe. Re be be shete le bebe. Re be be shete le bebe. Lord, let your presence come upon us. Let there be impartations of your revelations. Let the revelations of God come expressly to us. Cause us to be captured in glory tonight. Let the seals be broken. Let the seals be broken. Let the seals be broken. Say la ba 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 boss. Hey, ya la ba 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 ba. Hey, ba 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 boss. Cause us to partake of power tonight. Cause us to partake of your glory. It is a year of greater grace and glory. Say, ya la ba 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 boss. Raba ba 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 onde sileleis. Raba ba 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 sileleis. Hey, la la la. It's coming like a day of heaven. It's coming like a day of heaven. Shala mama ma sobre gedesha. Shila ba ba ba. Shile ba ba ba. Shala ba 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 ba, ra ba 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 ba, she baby. Let the seals be open. Let the seals be open. Let the seals be open. Hey, ba ba ba. Panelelele ba ba shakata la ba. Raba bobe lege de de. Shay, shay, shay. Hey, raba ba 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 ba. Hey, raba ba 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 ba. Hey, shala ba 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 ba. Let the signs cross. Let the signs cross. Hey, shala ba 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 ba. Lord, let the signs cross. God, times and seasons to align themselves. Hey, raba ba 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 sa. Hey, raba ba 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 sa. Hey, ya ba 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 ba. Grace and glory, grace and glory, honor and power, riches and wisdom, blessings. Blessings. Let the seals be broken. 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 Bendege bebe bosha. Yegegegegege. Ramba ba 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 bola. Ila ba 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 la ba bola. Hey, hey, shamba babola, ramba babola, ramba babola, ramba babola, ramba babola, Let the seals of destinies be open. Let the seals for families be open. Let the seals cause any ministries be open. Let the seals cause any business be broken. Let the seals be broken. Let the seals be broken. Oh, oh, oh. Zela baba baba basa. I see the Lord opening seals. I see the Lord breaking seals. I see the Lord revealing destinies. I see the Lord revealing callings. I see the Lord revealing ministries. I see the Lord revealing businesses. I see the Lord revealing spouses. Balege Mosha. Ramba Baba Baba Shata. Ramba Baba Baba Shata. Ramba Baba Baba Shata. Hey! 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 Shala Baba 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 Shata. Lord, open us to revelations. Open us to revelation. Let the spirit of revelation, let the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation be released. Be released. Be released, be released, be released, be released, be released, be released. The spirit of revelation, the spirit of wisdom. Oh, oh, oh. Bare de dela, de ba 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 bola, eba ne bege ne babosha. Books are opening. Books are opening. The revelations of God is opening. The revelations of God is opening. It's opening in your spirit. It's opening in your spirit. It's opening in your spirit. It's coming to you. 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 Hey, Baba Baba Bosha. No more confusion. No more stagnation. The seals is broken. The seals is broken. The revelations is released. Oh. Oh. Shela baba basata. Ramba baba baba sata. Ramba baba baba sata. Oh. Hey. No more darkness. No more confusion. The revelations of God is coming. The revelations of God is coming. Oh. Hey. Shamba lebe bo shata. Hey. Shaleba baba baba shata. Randa baba baba. Grace is multiplied. Grace is multiplied. Grace is multiplied. Grace is multiplied. Hey. Hey. Hey, 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 oh Baba Baba Shata, oh Baba Baba Shata, oh Baba Baba Shata, oh Baba Baba Shata. Hey, hey, Shele Baba Bashaya, Irande Baba Babosia. Hey, hey, oh, oh. Oh, the Lord is opening books of destiny tonight. Books of destiny tonight. Books of destiny tonight. Books of destiny tonight. Oh, balelelele boshata, balelelele boshata, balelelele boshata. Saviors are rising tonight. Saviors are rising tonight. Oh, oh, je le 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 boshata, je le 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 boshata, le boshata. Limitations are taken away. Limitations are taken away. The Lord is casting visions for the air. The Lord is casting visions for the air. Oh, Baba Bashata. Oh, Baba Bashata. Receive visions from the Lord. Visions for the air. Revelations for your life. Revelations for your life. Revelations for your life. Revelations for your life. Hey, revelations. Revelations. Hey, la ba 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 shata. Ramba ba 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 shata. Ila ba 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 shata. Erege ba 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 shata. Elelele ba shata. Ila ba 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 shata. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'd like us to just lift up our hands. Just lift up your hands to the heavens. Lord, we ask that you cast visions. 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 Revelations from the throne room of God. Revelations from the throne room of God. Let destinies be revealed. Let destinies be revealed. Let purposes be revealed. Let your plans be revealed. Oh, Shapataya. Hey. Hey, Baba Baba Boshata. Ila Bamba Bola Boshata. Hey. 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 Let's lay down. Hear what the Lord is saying tonight. Keyboard is just keep playing. The Lord specifically asked me tonight. I see that what the Lord wants to do tonight, God says he wants to release visions. The Lord says he wants to release directions. The Lord says he wants to release coins. The Lord says he wants to release ministries. That's the impartations that the Lord wants to bring. God wants to give revelation to your spirit. Many of you will leave this place and you find out confusion has left you. I see some people who came here tonight looking for direction for the next level of their life. But the Lord brings directions tonight. The Lord brings vision for your next level tonight. Ilabo shataya basaya. Randebo shikama sitalaha. Lord, I ask right now. Let the mantle of revelation be casted. Cast your mantle of revelations. Cast your mantle of revelation upon your people. Speak, oh God. Let visions come. Let dreams come. Let prophetic insight come. Let the world be open. I'd like you to listen to me carefully tonight. God promised me tonight that many of us will leave this place with direction. You didn't get me? Many of us will leave this place with direction. Some of you will sleep and wake up with revelation. Some of you will open the world and the seals will be broken. Some of you will find the answer for the next level of your life in the world. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabba Shatta Masai. Oh, Rabba Shatta Masai. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hey, Shalababo Shataya. Thank you for the impartations of revelation. Thank you for grace to access mysteries and revelations. Thank you for raising a prophetic people. Thank you for raising an apostolic people. Ola mashata basaya. Such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, open us to revelations. Open us to the visions of our destiny. Open us to the revelations of redemption. Let darkness be far away from our lives. In the name of Jesus. Master, I hear the Spirit of God speak to you. God says, watch out. God says, watch out. The next 3 months is a season of unprecedented revelations. God says it's a time to eat because the journey is far. I hear the Lord says the angel of the call is bringing revelations. And God says it's revelations that will carry into many years. It's revelations that will carry into decades. It's revelations that your life and your ministry will be built upon. Thank you, Jesus. Shepalagabo shata masaya. Iranda babo shiketele basata baha. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. I see scrolls being broken. I see seals being broken. I see seals being broken. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want us to know that the Lord is mindful of us. God doesn't want us to walk in darkness. God doesn't want us to walk in darkness. God doesn't want us to walk in darkness. So I hear the Lord say to you that I'm restoring the things that I began in your life about 15 years now. 15 years. 15 years. God says restoring the things that he started exactly 15 years ago. Things that has to do with your call and your ministry. God says he's restoring it. God says it's time for you to be released into the reality of it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, gracious Lord. In the name of Jesus. Say, I see the Lord addressing a situation in your family, particularly with your dad, that has to do with retirement. Are you listening to me? I see certain issues unfolding that has to do with retirement. That is actually intended to put your dad in a tight corner, but God says he's opening the door. Even financially. Is your father retired? Is he about to retire? I see situation with retirement. I see situation with retirement that the enemy intends to put him in a tight corner financially. But I see God says he's speaking redemption to that situation. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to share a few things that the Lord had communicated to me to share with us, and then we just round up. Sometime last year, I remember, for those of us who were around during our October miracle service, and the Lord began to speak specifically about this year and the things that will unfold. How that God says, as we're entering the new year, It's going to be a tough time. The price of goods and commodities is going to rise to the top. How many of us are around where we're around where the Lord said that? And as we enter the new year, things began to unfold. And the Lord says, by the prayer of the saints, he will redeem the situation. And we saw how God began to bring redemption, because he told us that the price will rise to the peak and it's going to drop. And we saw the Lord redeem us. But God is asking me to tell us that he's releasing his hands of justice over his people. God says it's a time that he will release justice for his people. God says many saints are carrying wounds on their body. And I see that wounds has to do with finances. God says it's a time that he will heal financial wounds. God says he will heal financial wounds. So it doesn't matter what your family had experienced before now. God is speaking hope to you. God wants you to believe his word. God wants us to believe his word. That God is bringing healing to our finances. He's bringing healing to our family's finances. In the name of Jesus. And a few days ago, the Lord casted some visions before me. And the Lord spoke some things to me. And I know that God doesn't always want to leave his people in the dark. Every time God is causing things to unfold in the church, in the nations, and even in the nations of the world, God always wants his people to be acquainted. And some of you may say, it doesn't have anything to do with me directly. But I know that the Lord revealed it so that you will know. And so that God will raise watchmen. Men who love the Lord so much to pray for the nations of the earth. The Lord shows that in these years there's going to be many natural disasters that will unfold in many parts of the world like we have never seen before. I saw bad weather patterns. I saw snow killing people. I saw scorching sun in some part of the world. I saw flood and earthquake. You may say, this doesn't have anything to do with me directly. But God is raising a church that will bear the burdens of the nations. I saw the Lord show that. I saw a very terrible disaster. And an earthquake hit the East Africa. And God wants us to pray. You may say it doesn't concern me. But it does if you are a child of God. So I'm sharing these things so that you will bear the burden of the Lord. I know how much the Lord put these things in my spirit to pray. A few days ago, the Lord began to speak to me about Syria particularly. And the Lord shows me that the leader of Syria is going to be removed. God says that his office is demanded of him. I see him being removed, and I see his life being demanded of him also. And the Lord shows that the next leader that will come into that nation shall be like unto Hazael. The Lord began to speak to me, and he said, I'll cause the voice of Elisha the prophet to thunder again over Damascus. That's how God began to speak. And I said, Lord, Damascus, what do you mean? And I began to understand that the Lord was speaking about the capital of Syria. As the Lord said, I felt a strong burden came upon me like to cry. And God says, just like Elisha held unto Hazael and wept, I say, for the king shall be taken away from his office, and even his life shall be demanded of him. And Elisha wept and said, I have seen that you are going to become the next king, and you afflict Damascus. And so God began to speak to me. I said, this next leader is going to be taken out of office and also his life. And God said, the next leader that will come in is going to put a yoke upon Damascus. But God says, for the sake of the saints, he said, they will begin to call upon my name and revival shall come to Syria. God says, revival shall come to Syria because they will call upon my name. And therefore, we speak the word of the Lord in the spirit. and we declare that the counsel of the Lord over Syria be established. And some of you will watch the media, you'll watch international news, and you'll see the things that the Lord speaks about begin to unfold. And I want the people who love God to pray over Kenya, to pray over the East Africa. I'm not talking about things I read somewhere. I'm talking about the things that the Lord privileged me to see. And I know that the Lord shows this thing not just for me to pray alone, but for me to cast His vision to His people so that they can pray. The Bible says, surely the Lord God does nothing unless He reveals His secrets to His servants, the prophet. And so God gives His secrets so that the people who love Him can bear the burden of the Lord. I know that our time is fast spent. But I also know that there are people who want to bear the burden of the Lord and pray for the nations. The Lord spoke to me a few days ago and said, He said, Obama is going to experience rejection from America. But I understand that God has a soft spot for him. God says, if he call upon me and pray, I will redeem the seat for him. But if he doesn't, I see someone that the Lord has shown me, a white man that is within the age bracket. I like you to mark this thing, that is within the age bracket of Obama. That if he doesn't stand well, this man will take the throne. And God says, and distress shall come upon their economy. I'm not saying these things to make a name for myself. I'm saying these things so that you can bear the burden of the Lord. I'm saying these things so that when things begin to unfold in the nations, you will know that there's a God in Zion that speaks. Do you understand? The Bible says, and I will send, for behold, I will send a famine upon the land, and it shall not be a famine of bread or of thirst of water, but of hearing of the word of the Lord. And say they shall go to and fro, and from the north to the east, from sea to sea, seeking the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. For disaster shall be upon disaster, and rumor shall be upon rumor, and they shall seek a vision from the prophets, hear the word of God. And so God wants to keep us in the know. God wants to make us know that He is mindful of the nations. Praise God. Praise God. There are many things that the Lord spoke about this nation. Time is not on my side to begin to speak about them. But one of the things I know that the Lord wants His people to know is that the God is already releasing judgment against Boko Haram. God is already releasing judgment, and with your own eyes you are seeing them. And the Lord showed me that there's someone in a leadership position in this nation that is going to be snuffed out. God says because he has connection with this terrorist group. God says because he shall betray them, and he will give his life for a recompense. Father, we give you praise and we thank you. We thank you because you are not leaving us in darkness, but you are unfolding your secret to us that we might know the things that you do. God says, I will redeem the economy of this nation. God has shown this. God says at the time that a new currency is given to this nation. For this nation shall become a force to be reckoned with among the nations of the world. Ah, thank you, Spirit of God. I see someone in a strategic position that has to do with the army of this nation. I saw him being cut off, and God says the army Shamon. Father, we thank you. And we ask that you bring redemption. We ask that you bring redemption in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bring redemption in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and we bless you. Just lift up your voice and pray. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word that is come unto us tonight. Thank you for your word that is come unto us tonight. Oh, thank you because grace is being multiplied. 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 Touch that lady. Touch this lady. I'd like you to stand. The Lord reaches out to you right now. And I see the Lord take out something from your body. Something that has to do with your health. I'd like you to put your hand here. Lord, touch her. Lord, touch her. Lord, touch her. And perfect that body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for your proof that you will bless us as we depart from your presence tonight. We ask that the anointing that brings us into the revelation of Jesus rest upon our spirit. Let the revelation of Jesus be made known to us. We ask that the revelation of Jesus come to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you because this is the year that we walk in light and not in darkness. Thank you because this is the year that we walk in the blessings of the Lord. Thank you because this is the year that sorrow is far away from us. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless us. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah.